Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Vince in South Philadelphia. Hi, Vince.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Vince?
Quick, I'm a fellow St. Joe prep grad.
Nice. Love it.
Back up in the last century.
What year were you, Vince?
77.
Good man. So you were there for the football. That's great.
Anyway, one good thing about... Yeah. One good thing for the... Phillies win last night. Not so much that it was a great comeback, but yeah, it was good that they won another series. But I'd like to see them go on a little bit of a run. Let's say a win, like about 5 or 6 or 6 or 7.
Well, they're doing that.
8 of 11, right?
Yeah, I mean, Vince, if you look at the last 2.5-3 weeks, that's what they've been doing.
I mean, no, but I thought like maybe. You know, if they really go on like a tear, like maybe win like 8 in a row or something,
well, we'll
you know, something like that.
We'll
you know.
He's not happy with 7 of 8, Joe. It's got to be 8 in a row.
Right. I like your standard, Vince.
You hold that kind of snuck up on you.
Vince, you're like Dr. Bender. You hold the feet to the fire, or Mr. Taylor. You're a great teacher, man. You want excellence. All right, Vince, give me a big-time answer, pal, for a great fictional mom.
I'm going to go with Laura Petrie.
Oh, yeah, Laura. Boy, that's coming back right there. Laura Petrie. So that is Mary Tyler Moore from the show with Dick Van Dyke.
Wow, I don't remember that show.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke show is a great show. I'm trying to talk Amy into that being our next show, but she's saying
he's like 90-something?
I think 99.
And he's still dancing. He did a thing with Chris Martin recently. It's pretty wild.
Dick Van Dyke is a legend. And Mary Tyler Moore was awesome. Yep. All right, let's get to Joe right now, calling from New Jersey. Joseph, good morning, bud.
Good morning. How's the crew doing?
Great. Doing great,
yeah,
Joe.
I'm pumped up on the Phils, man. I'm not thrilled with some of the stuff we're hearing from Daryl Morey, but we'll get to that in a moment. But talk to me, Joe. What's on your mind?
I'm an old guy. I've been watching catchers for a lot of years. I go back to Yogi Berra when I was a kid. But you guys got the Philly catchers ranked exactly right. You have JT has to be the best. And Dutch second, and then Chooch. You know, the guy's defense.
So you got Chooch over Bob Boone?
Don't even put Bob Boone in the conversation. I couldn't.
Whoa.
Stand that guy. His cocky attitude and his diss on Peach Rose and everything he did. I just didn't like him a little bit.
Because Rose caught the ball and Boone didn't want him standing next to him and
he
said he distracted him.
He couldn't stand it that Rose did that. And you know, and. Rose actually saved his rear end, so, you know.
He did, but I will say, for a catcher's ball, Pete was a little close.
It's funny how that bothered some people.
Well, you know what? I mean,
I
will say this. I don't think Bob Boone was wrong to say Pete Rose was really close to him.
He's wrong to say it? Or wrong
I mean, it's Bob Boone's ball, and he probably dropped it because Pete Rose was standing a foot from him. But anyway, okay, go ahead, Joe. I got you.
I got a mom.
Oh, man, I got a mom, too. I need a fictional one. Which one you got?
Peggy Bundy.
Peggy Bundy.
Oh.
How about that?
That's a big one.
I'm going to give that a no. That's not a household I'd be proud of.
Not a mom I'd like to have.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing, you got to tell your husband to clean up the act in front of the kids. Right? I mean, come on. Peg Bundy. But it was a great show, no question. All right, let's listen to more of Daryl Morey. There was an awful lot in this interview with Spike yesterday on Spike's podcast. Daryl Morey came out of his cave to finally talk. Joel, obviously, the
That's
big time.
That's where he was?
A cave?
He was in the cave.
Huh. Yeah. That's where
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, Morey really did do Nick Nurse dirty during the regular season. Because, really, you know, say. Billy King would step up in the midst of struggles during regular season.
Well, especially, you know, for a guy who wasn't responsible for that. I mean, how long's Nick been here? 2 years?
Right.
I mean,
right.
No, they hung Nick Nurse out to dry repeatedly
during
the season.
That was brutal. Total brutal. Yep. All right. So Daryl Morey talked yesterday, and he talked extensively about Joel's knee, which, let's be real, it's really the only thing you really want to hear about, maybe other than Paul George and, like, what the hell happened. But, all right, Daryl Morey yesterday with Spike talking about, let me get the right thing here, about Joel's future, because all due respect to the past, what matters most is what is up ahead. Let's listen to Morey yesterday talking about Joel's future.
What do you say to people that are there's a lot of writing Joel off as that he's just never going to be playable in any real way ever again?
I would say, look, I mean, nobody knows what this future will be. We're optimistic, but nobody knows. I would say I'll give some examples. Last year, Kawhi pulls out of USAB for, you know, it sounded like injury reasons. Nobody really knew. If you had asked then, like, people to say, was he going to play 45-plus minutes in a pretty intense playoff series, along with a lot of minutes down the stretch, I would think most people have said probably not. I'll take another example. These are positive examples. I can come up with negative ones, but I like to think the positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Brook Lopez, I think in his 32, 33-year-old season. I'll get these details mostly right. Very injury-prone through his career, plays 30 games. If you had asked everyone, including me, including AI at that time, to say how many games is Brook Lopez going to play the next three seasons, they would not have guessed 78, 79, and 80 in the next three seasons. So look, we have a wide range of outcomes. We're optimistic, but, you know, part of sports is to not know.
All right. So he's at least saying it could go in any direction. But, John, is he shoveling some nonsense our way?
I think that's all this is, isn't it?
I think so.
Did you enjoy the Brook Lopez comparison?
No. Especially because all due respect to Brook Lopez,
correct,
who's had a nice career.
Nice career.
He's a third, fourth, fifth best player on a team, right? Joel Embiid needs to be the man. Joel Embiid, for this team to win, needs to be able to play 40 minutes and dominate in the postseason for two consecutive months.
Yeah.
Not to mention, play good enough during the regular season that you have this thing called home court advantage. You actually have the inside track come playoff time, which they only had one time, and they blew it in that Hawks series when, you know, that whole fiasco.
Doesn't make me feel any better that Brook Lopez had, you know, like an ability to play 80 games three seasons in a row, back-to-back-to-back. Why does that have any bearing on you know, our stars' inability?
It has zero.
To do
it has
the
nothing.
Same.
It has nothing.
There
to do with
is
that.
No relation. There's no tie. There's no cause and effect here. Like, you're just talking to distract us from the fact that
I agree, John.
The product that you're putting on the court.
I agree. Now, I do want to play this one piece of audio. So, in the midst of a long answer about a different topic, Morey snuck a comment in that it does give an optimistic bent to the future of Joel. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, that's up to you. And I tend to not believe it. But Daryl Morey, talking to Spike yesterday, did say this.
We'll know a lot more as the summer progresses, how he's progressing. So far, it's looking very good.
I mean, take it for what it's worth.
Have they ever been truthful about injuries?
No, and that goes over multiple administrations.
Yeah. So, I, you know, yeah.
And by the way, like, it doesn't really matter much if it's looking good when he's not playing actual NBA
Correct.
Games, where it's 33 minutes, go play 70 mm-hmm. games, come back on a Tuesday, play on the Wednesday, come back on the Friday, play on the Saturday.
That is such a waste of wind, that answer right there. That answer that he gave, oh, well, he's looking pretty good. You know, that means nothing to me.
I agree with
that
you, John.
Means
I
mean, absolutely zilch.
I mean, it's better than him looking bad, but it doesn't.
Which they're not going to tell you.
They're not going to tell you, and it doesn't count right now anyway. Yeah. There's no games. You know who's playing the Boston Celtics? You know who's playing the New York Knicks? Yep. They're playing these things called games. Yep. Playoff games. All right, you can react to the Maury stuff. I mean, look, it's brutal. 215-592-9494. Obviously, the Phil's the main topic off of last night and their surge over close to now 3 weeks. They're a game and a half behind the Mets and clearly playing outstanding baseball lately. Let's get to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, Rhea, that was an awesome line yesterday. When in doubt, pull out. I almost drove off the road. That was fantastic. You know,
thank you.
I'm listening to Daryl Morey talk, and if I squint my ears just a little bit, he says all the right things.
Yeah, it's squint my ears. I hear you, man.
It's a joke.
It's brutal, Tom. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, they're really the laughing stock of sports at this point.
Look, the only out that I will give him on some of that presentation is there certainly is the possibility they may want to trade him and need to peddle to the world that Joel can have a bright future, and that's part of how you get him traded, right? I mean, if he comes out and says this guy's shot, right, then how in the heck are you going to convince a different GM?
Do you think another team's doctor unit would clear him on a physical?
You know, it's a great question how extensive it would go to.
I mean, I still have no idea how this guy got cleared. He couldn't play.
He's got a lot of practice these past couple years of selling us on Joel Embiid and all these bums he brings in. So he should do just fine there. Now, when it comes to the Phillies, great game last night. I'm watching them. I'm rooting for them. They're my squad. But ultimately, I just think this team's going to disappoint us. And it's a shame because I think it is the best pitching that I've seen, starting pitching
in
my lifetime. Yeah. But then you have the other three things, the defense, the bats going cold, and the bullpen. And
look, it's really close to 2011. It's really close. You can totally debate
it. They're going to let us down.
But Tom, I will say this one thing, because and I've been saying this a lot this year, and I'll say it until we know the outcome. You're right, there's a better chance than not that they will lose in October. I mean, 12 teams make the playoffs, one wins it. That means 11 lose.
That's if they make October.
Oh, geez.
Well, you're right. I mean, they might not, but I think they will. I think they'll make it.
I don't know, man. This aging squad just has me worried, and ultimately I think they're going to disappoint me. I know it's a tough way to look at things, but that's how I see it.
All right, Tom, give me a great fictional mom as we honor all the moms with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday for Metallica tickets. What's a great fictional one?
All right, so if this has been said or if it doesn't qualify, I do have a backup, but how about Mother Nature?
We will write it down.
I like it.
We will write
it down. Does
that count? It's in a category all its own.
Yeah.
So, John.
Devin, why don't we ask Devin if she can explain how Mother Nature is fictional?
Wait, you're trying to put Devin in a tough spot again.
I'm just teasing.
So, John, does Mother Nature count?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I think it's an awesome answer.
Devin, you did have kind of a tough Wednesday 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, I know. I heard it was replayed yesterday.
Did you hear from people?
Yeah.
It was, not since Ike. Let me rip somebody else. Not since Ike didn't think dinosaurs were real.
Well, that's next level.
That was like 10 years
ago. I at least believe that they're real.
Didn't he really?
Yeah. I stand by my question.
I mean, that's my recollection.
I was very wrong.
It's before I was working at WIP, but my recollection is Ike went on the air and said he didn't think dinosaurs like existed or something.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think they recently brought it up. I was listening to the afternoon show and they brought it up. I think he really did think that they were fake.
Is he Michigan
they
State,
were
John?
Fake.
That's the problem.
Up. I don't know.
That's the problem.